time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
So this week I talked to Brooke around the Auckland Level 3 lockdown and what thoughts she had around the lockdown, as well as some of the messaging that's been put out by the government and the sort of conundrum that's been happening between the Case L and the government and around what messaging was received. We also talk about the border and people being able to enter Auckland and having to wait quite a while to do so. And then in the second part of our talk, we talk about the Māori Wards Bill, which the ACT Party opposed and called the Apartheid Bill. And I talked to her about why ACT took this stance and what they think about it going forward. Here's our chat. So I wanted to start off this week talking about the lockdown. So what are your thoughts on Auckland going to level 3 and the rest of the country going to level 2?
The issue that I have with this latest lockdown is firstly that the poor people who worked at Kmart and KFC, who we don't actually know by name, and that's very important because they've been publicly vilified by the Prime Minister for not following the rules, when in fact it turns out with information that came out yesterday and more today, that in fact they were following the advice that they were given. The official advice from the COVID response team said that these people did not need to self-isolate. And so I think it's a real shame that we've had an instance of public vilification of people who were trying to do the right thing, but the advice just wasn't there and it wasn't up to scratch. So I think we do actually need to go back to continuing to ask the government, are we always looking to do self-improvement or have we shifted the blame? And the government for months now has not been up to scratch in its COVID response. There is so much more that we could be doing better.
Yes, so I wanted to talk more about this case, Case L, and how David Seymour has asked for a more release of information in relation to this case and how they're at odds with the government over the messaging that was received. So what would be gained by the release of information around this case and any of the other cases?
It's really important that when the government says that this was an issue of a person not following the rules, that we actually know that they were contacted and that the rules were clear. And it's very obvious from what we've been seeing in the media that there is confusion in our community about what the rules are and what they are for different people. And even over the last few months, the different names of whether you're a close contact or a close plus contact, these can be confusing for people. So it's really important, and we've called for the Ombudsman to help release that information publicly, because we don't actually know what information was given to these people and whether in fact it was the government not providing the information, providing incorrect information, or whether the people did have the information and didn't follow it. And when we go out there and start putting blame on people, it's very important that we actually know what we're dealing with.
Okay, so you've talked about the messaging that the government puts out, and there's been calls for the government to put out better communication, reaching more communities in different parts of New Zealand society. How would ACT propose that the New Zealand government goes about this?
Oh, with information, it's really important just to be making sure it is in all aspects of our community. I think it's a real issue that some of the languages weren't updated until this week. Because not everybody in our community speaks fluent English. That's a very important distinction to make. When the alerts are out, is there a possibility of having different languages as well? And you've got to remember as well that not everybody watches the news. So when I saw the information come out on Saturday night at 9 p.m, I did think, well, with a 6 a.m. restriction in place, it's very possible that people could not have turned on their phone or done something like that and gone straight to work and not knowing the repercussions of that. So I think not really talking about specifics about what we could do, but always asking that question of, is there something that we could be doing better? And that's the beauty of a democracy, is that we should be able to put questions out publicly and be able to get a response back that the government has taken information on board and is always aiming to do better. And I don't think we've been seeing that.
Okay, so wrapping up this small chat around the lockdown, we've seen that they've put up a border around Auckland down south, which is restricted flow going into Auckland. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, I think this is another area, once again, where they could have done better. In the previous lockdown a few weeks ago, Auckland also had a border restriction. Unfortunately, the police got the restriction wrong, and they put it in a wrong area, so people who weren't actually supposed to be restricted did get restricted. This time around, thankfully, they've got the border area correct. But it doesn't actually make sense why, when you've had a whole bunch of people leaving for the weekend, being told to come back home to Auckland, who haven't actually been able to cross through the border. People have been spending hours in their cars just trying to get home. It seems to me that the clearest and most simple solution would be to have a restriction that is one way, so that's people leaving the city, rather than people trying to come back home when they're trying to do the right thing.
Okay, so next on to our next topic. So I wanted to talk about the Māori Awards Bill, and as ACT called it, the Apartheid Bill. So currently, Māori are at the top of some of our worst statistics, such as incarceration rates and poverty. And David Seymour said that the real problem New Zealand faces is shameful inequality and opportunity. Why does ACT not support this legislation when it helps those most impacted by inequality?
Well, the best question about this bill really goes back to our Māori caucus. So within the ACT Party, we have three Māori MPs. Nicole McKee, Karen Shaw and David Seymour. And we took this bill, the Māori Wards issue, to our caucus and we asked for their information, and the Māori caucus members said 100% that they were against a separation of people based on their race. And so Nicole, in her speech, she stood up and said, "I stand here as an elected representative from the ACT Party and a Māori. I did not need to have special treatment in order to get here by denying others the ability to have a vote on whether or not I got here." So it's really a question about whether we want to start labelling people by their race. Ultimately, we do need to be doing better on inequality, and that's why the ACT Party has always championed charter schools. The most foundational building blocks of a child's life is their education, and unfortunately the Labor government came through and got rid of the contracts that were in place for charter schools. Education is so important to how people will succeed and for the rest of their lives. Putting in place laws that create a separation on people based on their race is not the way to achieve inequality.
Okay, so ACT has taken a stance against the bill, and in relation to the people right now who will be potentially using these Māori wards, what would ACT do differently to support these people?
Well, it's a very different way of looking at it. Currently on council boards, around 14% of people elected are Māori. They didn't need a special Māori ward to get there. And in fact, one of our members, Karen, puts another perspective on this and says, well, if you've already got people being elected to council, does this not then stir up some race hatred if you have a separate ward where people who may have voted for a Māori person on the average ward decides not to give a Māori person a voice because they've deemed that there's already a Māori voice on the Māori ward themselves? So is this in fact going to create more prejudice because people will say, well, we've ticked that box, we don't need another?
Okay, so moving on, I wanted to ask if you had any thoughts about the time frame in which this bill was passed. It was considerably shorter compared to a lot of other bills.
It was. Look, I think this shows that the government doesn't actually really have a plan for this year. We've already just started the year with urgency to rush through this law. And by doing that as well, we've had the select committees which are looking at other laws saying we also need to do things under urgency too. Because if you got into urgency passing the Māori Wards Bill, well then that puts us back a few weeks and we can't do that because we're rushing to get something else passed. It seems that there's not a real clear agenda from this government. And there is no real focus on how we can actually improve the lives of New Zealanders. It's all about politics, and it's all about making sure that the opposition doesn't have time to, create active policies and question the government. It's all about getting things through as quick as possible.
So that was Brooke Van Velden, the deputy leader of the ACT Party. Now, we've gotten a few texts in about this. So the first one was talking about the mobile phone alerts and that phones still receive them even if they're turned off. And I did not know that. That's really good to know that people are still going to receive those texts regardless of whether you got your phone off or not. And another one was talking about whether communication has been clear. And I mean, there's been a lot of communication around it. It's just this particular situation, I think it's going to have to sit and wait and see how it evolves and what comes out in regards to whether those who have been tested positive with COVID-19 have received the right correspondence, which is what was up for discussion.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.